Young man.
Young man.
You mean me, senor?
Yes. Didn't I hear you singing a minute ago?
Si, I was singing. Why do you ask?
Because you have the most beautiful tenor voice I have ever heard. You shouldn't be here on the street playing a tin piano.
I must live, senor.
But haven't you any ambition? Don't you want to make a name for yourself as a great singer?
Please do not jest with me, senor.
Who is jesting?
You must be to ask me questions like that.
Ah.
Of course I have ambition. Of course I want to make a name for myself as a singer. Every penny I can collect by turning the crank of this machine, I give for a seat in the top balcony of the opera house.
You do?
I listen to Amati, Defresco, Zambrini, all the great ones. And at home in my little room, I sing the scores as much as I remember and dream of myself singing their roles on the stage one day.
Wonderful. I had no idea your interest was in opera. Here is my card. Present it at the opera house tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
Why, you are Signor Baroli.
Yes.
I did not recognize you. I am honored. My dream will come true.
If you sound as well in the audition room as you did just now on the street.
Then permit me to continue my last street piano solo.
Today's radio play, Revenge, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Well, Giorgio, how do you feel at the last rehearsal for your first leading opera role?
I am a little nervous, Signor Zaroli.
Nervous? Why, you know every note of the score backwards.
Oh, the score, that is not what makes me nervous.
Surely the audience does not frighten you?
No, it is not the audience, Signor.
Well, what is it then?
Madame Luisa.
Why, Giorgio, what are you saying? Madame Luisa Zambrini is the finest mezzo-soprano we've ever had in the company.
You do not need to tell me that, Signor, I know that. Never have I heard such liquid notes pour from a human throat. Her singing is like molten silver. When she...
Un momento. If you can't speak of Madame Luisa in such warm phrases, then why does she make you nervous, Giorgio?
Can you not tell, Signor?
Giorgio, you are in love with her.
Si. Now you know. All through the rehearsals, I long to leave the stilted words of the libretto and tell her what my heart is bursting to say.
Haven't you told her of your love?
I have not dared. I am nothing. A new voice no one has heard of.
Yes, but after tomorrow night, the whole world will know of Giorgio Fossari.
Ah, Signor Caroli, you're trying to encourage me.
I am telling you the truth. Never since Caruso will they hear Don Jose's songs as you sing.
Madame Luisa is my inspiration.
That may be, but the result is from a natural-born singer's voice.
There are two things that make an artist do his best, Signor. Love and anger. So far, it is the tenderer passion which spurs me on.
Have it your way, Giorgio. But be sure that you sing your best tomorrow night.
If only I had Madame's promise to be mine, I should really give you a performance.
Why don't you declare yourself to her tonight? At dinner.
That is a good idea, Signor.
There she is now, with Mooney.
Mooney. That barrel of a singer. Big notes that come from a tub.
Oh, the green-eyed monster again. Look, you go over and join the two of them. I'll call Mooney away, and you can be alone with her.
Signor, you are a genius.
Go on.
You see what I mean, Mooney? My throat does not give me the support in that passage that it requires.
I know what you mean exactly, Luisa. Tell him that you want it so. And if he says anything to you, tell him I said it. I see that you have it.
Ah, Signor Fossari.
Thank goodness this is the last rehearsal, eh?
Fossari, when you have rehearsed as many times as I have, you will let rehearsals roll off your mind like water off a duck's back, eh, Luisa?
Mooney is right.
Mooney.
Veroli is calling you, Mooney.
I hear him. Why, when I was with the opera company in Milan, we rehearsed every minute. We were not giving a performance.
Mooney!
Zeroli sounds impatient, Mooney. Perhaps you had better see what he wants, eh?
But what does Zeroli ever want? Just to ask something he already knows. What costume I wear, what makeup.
Mooney!
All right, coming. Excuse me, Luisa. Always he is calling me for
that. Are you nervous, Signor Fossari? Tomorrow night will be your big night, as they say here.
I know, Madame Louisa. And I am a little nervous, I must confess.
You should not be. You are thoroughly familiar with your role.
See, Madame Louisa.
And I think you sing it all beautifully.
Do you, Madame Louisa?
Oui.
Oh, grazie, grazie. You inspire me to my best efforts, madame.
Oh, very prettily said, signor. Thank you. Oh, I wish this rehearsal it was over. I am getting ravenously hungry.
Oh, that brings up the matter I had in mind when I came over here. Madame, on the eve of our co-starring, will you honor me by dining with me?
I am sorry, Pozzare, but Louisa is dining with me on the eve of your co-starring.
Madame, I wait for your answer.
Grazie, signor. But, as you said, Mooney and I are dining together.
Forgive the intrusion. Madame, signor. Scusi.
Come, Louisa. I have good reason.
I thought the big pig-head Mooney would never leave her, Giorgio. Well, you had no luck, eh?
That boor of a Mooney is dining with her.
There goes your chance to get a promise. Too bad. Better luck next time.
See. Si. Better luck next time. And that will be just before the performance tomorrow night.
Overture, Madame Louisa.
Ready.
Success to you tonight, Signor Pozzari.
Grazie, Nico, grazie.
Overture.
Come in.
Madame Louisa.
Oh, Signor Pozzari, come in. Well, mio amico, it is time almost now, eh?
It is time, madame.
Oh, but they have just called the overture.
Madame does not understand. It is time for me to say something which I have been wanting to say for a long time.
And what do you mean, Signor?
Madame, you see before you a victim of your irresistible charm.
Signor
Pozzari. Wait, hear me out. Madame, Louisa, permit me to call you Louisa. For weeks I have worshipped you.
No, stop. Please.
You are my very life, the reason for my existence.
Oh,
awake, I have thought only of you. Asleep, I have dreamt only of you.
Signor Pozzari, control yourself, please.
Control myself? For weeks I have done that. Only with the greatest effort have I been able to forego taking you in my arms.
For you, I
would do anything. Louisa, I love you.
No.
There, I have told you what I came to say. I had to tell you.
Oh, if only I thought you were...
Say you return my love, and tonight's performance of Carmen shall never be surpassed.
Oh.
With your promise to be mine, I will make operatic history.
You forget I am Louisa. You forget I am singing the title role of Carmen. How dare you take such liberties?
Louisa!
I must ask you to remember I am Madame Louisa Zambrini.
You do not return my great love.
Return your love? Signor Pozzari, as soon as the curtain falls on the performance tonight, I shall report your impertinence to Maestro Zeroli, and I shall ask him to dismiss you from the company. Now go.
Madame is very cruel. She will regret her words.
For the benefit of those just tuning in on this program, we are broadcasting the performance of Bizet's Carmen, with Louisa Zambrini in the title role and a newcomer, Giorgio Pozzari, singing Don Jose. This is the second act of the opera, and on the stage, Carmen is using her charms to persuade the stolid soldier to go with her. But ever mindful of his duty, he is determined to return to his quarters. Carmen mocks him.
I tell you, Soroli, Louisa's not being given proper support in this passage. She is a great artiste. And what do you supply for her accompaniment? A great butcher of music, that Giannini.
Maestro Giannini is giving an adequate performance. But what's the matter with Louisa? She seems upset.
Yes, so she does. I hadn't noticed. She keeps her eye on that Pozzari instead of the audience. Why should that be so?
I wonder.
But beauty wins, and despite Carmen's charms and fascination, Jose declares he will return to the barracks and bids her adieu.
Oh,
Guido, Richard Zeroli seems to be dealing in realism this season. Pozzoli actually threw Madame Zambrini to the stage as he repulsed her amorous intrigue.
Zeroli, did you give Pozzoli direction to throw Luisa to the stage? He did not rehearse the scene so.
No. That was no direction of mine.
So he takes it upon himself to push around the great Luisa Zambrini, does he? Wait until the end of the performance. I will show him.
This is the fourth and final act of Bizet's colorful opera Carmen. The situation is now reversed. Jose, unable to forget Carmen, has returned to her to discover she is deeply in love with Escamillo, the toreador. Jose is making his final appeal to Carmen. To each request that she be his, Carmen disdainfully refuses, reckless of the danger which threatens her. Carmen's last refusal rouses Jose's jealousy to madness. Carmen struggles to break away from his embrace, to join her toreador lover in the amphitheater. But Jose holds her fiercely and stabs her to the heart. Bravo, bravissimo! What beautiful artistry! Zeroli has a dramatic actor here as well as a vocal artist. He is... What? Why, the curtain is falling. Something must have happened back of the footlights. I can't imagine...
Hey, doctor, quick. Get a doctor, somebody. This is a most regrettable accident.
My God, Luisa stabbed. Stop overacting, fool Pozzoli. Luisa, speak. Are you all right? Luisa, God in Himmel, she's dead.
She's dead. Like the role she sang, she repulsed my affection. And like Carmen, she died.
I'll kill you, Pozzoli, with my own hand.
You won't take her to dinner anymore, moony sick friend. You thought you were so clever. You thought you had defeated me as a rival. Luisa wouldn't have me, but she didn't get you either.
You fool. Luisa and I were married yesterday.
You have just listened to a radio drama which was suggested by one of the many interesting stories appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of interest to all of you.
Thank you.